Okay, here we go. Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, Mitzvah 161. As we continue in Parsha Shmini, plowing through the halachas of kashrus and halachas of tumah. As we continue, the first half of Vayikra really is a kachim and tara section. The second half of Vayikra is all about day-to-day mitzvos, but this first half of Vayikra is much of kachim and tara. So the Torah tells us, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamates, V'chiyamus min abehema shehi lachem la'achla, if an animal dies that you usually eat, ashehi lachem la'achla, that you usually eat. As we'll see, that there's a difference in this halacha between kosher and non-kosher animals. But if an animal dies that you usually eat, hanogea benivlasa yitmada arif. If somebody touches its nevela, somebody touches the carcass of an animal that died, yitma ad ha'arev, they must be tameh until the nighttime. They are tefil yom, they go to the mikvah, and they wait till nighttime in order to become tahar. V'ha'ochel minevlasa, we'll get back to this later, but let's just read it now. And if somebody eats from that nevela, yechabis begada v'tameh da'arev, so then he has to wash his clothes that he's wearing, and he's tameh until evening also. V'ha'noseyas nevlasa, yechabis begada v'tameh da'arev. And somebody carries the nevela, so the Torah describes three things. Number one, if somebody touches it. Number two, if somebody eats it. The Torah here is not talking about the isser of eating it, because here it just says if you eat nevela, you have to wash your clothing with tumah and tara. It's talking about the tumah and the tara elements. And number 2, if you eat it. And number 3, if one carries it. So is the those are the three elements that the pasuk quotes. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah kufsa machalav, mitzvah inyan tumas nevela. Liosa nevela temeya umetama. There's a mitzvah that we treat a nevela. We'll translate nevela now as an animal that died without proper shechita. That's the simplest translation of a nevela. Animal dies without getting shechted. Or an animal dies because the shechita wasn't done properly. Somebody messed up in the shechita. One of the 5 psulei shechita, as the Gemara lists in Chulin Daf Tes, the 5 worries that a shochet has to have. If it takes him too long, if this knife slips underneath, if he does it outside the right spot, all the different types of problems that might come during a shechita. So if a shechita is not done properly, or a shechita is not done at all, an animal dies, you find a dead animal, so that's an avela. So that piece of carcass is tameh, and it is an avatumas, therefore it can be mitameh. It can make anything tameh. Shneamar v'chiyamus min abehema shehu lachem lachla v'chulu. Because of our Rambam, Zechron Levracha. So the Rambam that he quotes it here because the Rambam says it in his mitzvah of tumas nevela, but he has alluded to it already a couple of times in the previous mitzvahs, but we'll read it here because this is where he quotes it. Kasav Rambam mitzvah zos bezel shono. Vani asko lecha hini atak dama. Let me introduce you to something. Ya'us lecha shetizkara b'chomash and izkar mimini atumas. It's appropriate that you remember the following about all halachas of tuma. V'hi shezeh she'anu monin kol min v'min me'atumas mitzvahs asay. That which, says the Rambam, I am counting every tuma as a separate mitzvahs asay. Tumas ochlin, tumas nevela, tumas this, tumas that, tumas mace is going to be a separate mitzvah. Right? All of these are separate mitzvahs, says the Rambam. Ain in yano, shenis chayev lehitameh b'tumazu. Of course, there's no mitzvah to make myself tamei mishum nevela. You count that as a mitzvah. V'lo kamosh on kenan on nimnameh ha'tameh ba. And there's also no aveira from becoming tamei mishum nevela. If I step on a piece of nevela, if I carry a piece of nevela, so in those cases, I didn't do something positive, I didn't violate something negative. But the mitzvah is to treat nevela as tameh regarding things that, areas that make a difference in tumah and tara. For example, eating kachim after one becomes tameh, v'chulu. V'tia mitzvah lo saseh. V'ulam, back to the chinuch. Heyos ha-torah omere shemishakar b'zeh amin nitma ozeh ha-davar yitma al-inyin l'kach l'mishakar v'lov. Because the Torah says somebody becomes tameh with this. So who mitzvah saseh? Klomar zeh ha-din ha-mitzvah bo hu mitzvah. The din is the mitzvah. As the Chinuch said already a couple of times, mitzvahs don't have to be exactly something that you should do or shouldn't do. Mitzvahs could be areas of halacha. So this is an area of halacha. The Rambam is counting as a separate mitzvah. The area of halacha called tumas nevela. V'husha amarnu, as we've explained, shemisha karav b'kach al inyan kach nitma, misha hay al inyan kach lo yitma. These are the rules. Ubihi tamei ba'atzmo, and if somebody makes themselves tamei, harashus b'yad kol adam. It's voluntary for each person. This is a yesod gadol that we don't always realize. We usually formulate it as, there are 248 actions that we have to do and 365 actions that we don't have to do. No. Included in the 248 are categories of halacha. It's not always things that we must or must not do. This is a category, just tumas nevela. Has nothing about what we should or shouldn't do. It's just obey the laws of tuma. And this is what the Rambam continues and says in the continuation. Skip a line. Oh, let's just read this medrash because this is where the Rambam gets it from. V'lashin sifra v'nevlasam lo sigo. Don't touch nevela. Yachol imnaga adam bin nevlasam yilka arboim. I might think when the Torah says don't touch nevela, that's teaching me don't touch it, and if you do, you violate. You're going to get malchus? Tamalomar ula eila titamo. No, it says, to these, you can make yourself tamo. We're going to have later on. Yachol imra adam nevela yelech v'yitmalo. You might think that you should touch nevela. Tamalomar nevela sam lo sigo. Haketzat aviyoma rishus. The Medrash says, it's a rishus, it's voluntary. You want to make yourself tame? Okay, you didn't do anything wrong. You might run into problems later, because if you want to eat a carbon, if you want to go into the base of Migdash, so then there are ramifications, but it itself is not, is counted as a mitzvah. That is the sheet of the Rambam, and as the Chinuch said earlier, he follows. Go to the next paragraph. V'yim calls it, with this wonderful explanation that the Rambam says, lo yisyashiv yafe im halev. I really don't like it. Shenakshu v'nin ze mitzvah. I like, says the Chinuch, tell me what to do, tell me what not to do. There's enough of those in the Torah that you could get 613. You don't have to count in yonim. You don't have to count categories of halacha. So the Chinuch says, but what could I do? I already made my promise to you that I'm following the Rambam's count of 613. Even though really here, misvara, I like the Ramban, that you should not count these as mitzvahs, but that is what the Chinuch says. Achein lo nasur mi derech rabbeinu b'cheshboneinu yaminu smol, kasher ya'adnu mi tchila. The question is, that is asked by the Mitzvahs HaMelech, again, we haven't had him in a couple of days, one of the great commentaries, modern contemporary Sfarim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. What's the Chiddush of this Rambam? If you look earlier in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has a similar idea by Hafaras Nedarim. Right? A husband being made for the Nedarim, the promises of his wife. So that also, the Rambam said earlier, that also is Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, the Rambam counts. That also is not a positive or negative. The Baal wants to get rid of the Neder? Wonderful. He doesn't want to get rid of the Neder? Also wonderful. So there's no difference. So the other one already counts a mitzvah, what we would call reshus, voluntary. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you do it, it's a kiyum. Right? I'm saying we're talking about mitzvahs reshuyos here. It's fine. You can want to make yourself tamei. You don't want to make yourself tamei. You want to be made for the nether or not. So the Rambam is making a big deal here about tumas nevela. Why is it worse than hafaras nedarim, which the Rambam already counted in mitzvah tzadikei? What's the difference between the two? So the Mitzvah HaMelech has a beautiful idea. He says, Me'ata Yish Lomar, the host of Kana Rambam Davar Chadash. The Rambam is adding, because this, in a certain sense, is worse than hafaras nedarim. To behaf mitzvahs hafaras nedarim, muvanatam denimne. Why? Da'af dechi of lek of ahem. Find there's no obligation for the husband to get rid of the neder of the wife. Mikomakom, midahavi alei shem maisa hamitzvah, nechlechu bahaminyin. There's something called hafaras nedarim, to be made for a neder. So if you do that, that's called a mitzvah. It's still a maisa hamitzvah with dibor, but it's a maisa mitzvah, just like many maisa mitzvahs. One might say it's a mitzvah kiyum. Tzitzis! Even tzitzis. You're right. Once I have a four-cornered garment on, I have to wear tzitzis. But to put myself into the situation, you might look at it as, you have a choice. But once you do it, it's labeled as a mitzvah. So to hear by hafaras nedarim, fine, you don't have to do it. But once a baal does it, it's labeled as a mitzvah. You're doing a maisa hamitzvah. But here, when I become tame, what am I doing? I treat myself as tame. What am I doing? There's no maisa mitzvah there at all. Avol b'hayud gimel mitzvahs detuma, de lo rak de ein bohem chiyuv. Harei shegam sham shem maisa mitzvah ein aleihem. There's no maisa mitzvah there. And therefore, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam has to tell you, this is also a mitzvah. This is a category of halacha, and I can also count that as a mitzvah. And then he just adds a beautiful point, and he says, so if there's no maisa, so why is it counted as a mitzvah? Just because it's a category of halacha. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, Yesh Lomar, when it comes, what was the Ramban's kasha? We mentioned a couple of days ago. Why doesn't the Rambam count every mum, every blemish of an animal? Right there. It says you're not supposed to bring a mum to the Mizbeach. So there are 45 mumen. Count every one as a separate mitzvah. Just like you count every, it says you can't go into the base of English when you're tame. So the Rambam counts 15 tumas. So why does he count 15 tumas? Just, if he doesn't count all the mumen, he shouldn't count all the tumas. Why does he count all the tumas and not all the mumen? Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, no. When it comes to tumah and tara, it's totally a created spiritual reality. If I touch a piece of carcass, is there anything that you see physical? Nothing physical happens to me. It's a total spiritual construct. Tumah and tara is nothing to do with this world. Nothing to do with reality. When you have a mum, you have a blemish on the flesh. Okay, you could see there's a difference there. There's a broken arm. There's a this, there's a that. So there, you don't have to count it as a mitzvah. You say no mum, and they're all included. But here, the whole thing is a spiritually made up reality. The shining dinei tuma, the chol chefsa shalahem shematamim v'gzeres hakasev, ve'im behem mitzius tuma, imkein zegufa, dehem etamim hu tzivi haTorah, l'chein nim nehem kemitzvahs. The fact that we count it as a mitzvah, that gives it significance. By a mum, you have the physical reality. And it's all included in the one mitzvah of not bringing a mum on the mizbeach. Anyway, that's what would make this different than mumin, and different than hafar sadar. Beautiful. Okay, now we continue. So now let's get into some of the details of this mitzvah. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Masha amr zachorna l'vracha, sha nevela avi avos atuma. Nevela, again, as we'll translate it as a piece, an animal that died without proper shechita. That's nevela, died without proper shechita, or the shechita was somehow messed up. That is an av hatuma. That itself is av hatuma. To relate to what we said yesterday, that animal does not have to get wet in order to become tamei. It is tamei. It is a source of tuma. Only items that accept tumah need to be huksha lakabal tumah. Sources of tumah give off tumah, so that doesn't have to become wet. An animal dies without shechita, boom, it's a nevela. Ukezayis mi psara mitame adam mekelim bimaga, and a kezayis, oh, you don't have to touch the whole animal, a kezayis of its flesh is metame, makes a person or kelim tame, bimaga, by touching it, the klicheris me'avir, and a klicheris, an earthenware vessel, ba'avir, by hanging into it. As we've said a number of times, klicheris is metame, not by touching it, but by hanging in it. Because there's nothing, there's no value of cheres except the usage of the cheres. Earthenware is dirt. Hanging inside of it, that's its usage. To use it, that's why it becomes tame that way. Umetame es ha'adam bimasa, l'tame begadim. There's two ways. A nevela can make you tame by touching it. It can also make you tame by carrying it, even if I don't touch it. Right? My watch here, I'm not touching my watch, and I'm carrying my watch. So that also makes me tame if I carry the nevela. There is an interesting machlokas rishonim. The Menachas Chinuch points this out in Oz Gimel. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rash. Does one have to move the item by tumas masa to become tame? What if I don't move? Somehow the piece of nevela gets onto whatever I'm carrying and then falls off. I don't move. Am I tame? Does masa entail moving it? Machlokas. Says the Rambam, he quotes, Mavur Bidvar, the fifth line of Oz Gimel, Tafilo heinida tumaklav, alo zazatum. You didn't move it? That's still called carrying. Masha Enkin, he quotes from the Rash in Meseches Kelim, Tumas Masa hu benisa atuma mimakom lamakom. Shatuma zaza. Interesting machlokas. Got to think about the lundis. Why should I have to move it? What at root is Tumas Masa? Is that doing something? What's the root? Tumas Maga, we know. It's my connection to this item. I'm connected to it by touching it. That's Tumas Maga. Tumas Ohel, I'm in the same roof. That's in a situation with the tuma. What about tumas masa? Is that really doing an act with the tuma? That's what connects me? Or is it like a tumas maga? This might be the nafkamina. Masa, do I have to move it when I carry it? Okay, important machlokas to be aware of. Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to figure out who we paskin like between the Rambam and the Rash. Okay, so that's Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa. Continue. The Echad Behema V'chaya HaMutaros O HaAsur Shemesu, a Behema or a Chaya that's Mutter or Asur that died, Kulan Besar Metame V'Kezayas, all Tumas Kezayas. V'Shchitas Behema V'chaya Tahora Metaheres Osan V'Ena Mitamas HaKarkach. Shchita of an animal removes Nevela. Even if the animal turns out to be treif. But still, if I shecht a behema or a chaya, that is a kosher animal that removes the tumma of nevela. It's fascinating, and that is, by a non-kosher animal, it doesn't matter if I shechted it or not. By a non-kosher animal, even if I shechted it, it's still a nevela. Nevela only makes a difference for a kosher animal. Right? If I shecht a lion, and I touch the lion, I am tamei mishum tumas nevela. I shechted it. What do you mean? It's a non-kosher animal. That's what the Chinuch just says here. The shechita of a beba v'chaya tahora of a kosher animal mitaheres osan makes a tahor v'ena matamas acharkach v'yafilu shechita schulin bazara v'kachem machuz. Even if there are other problems with the animals, let's say I took a carbon and I shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm isadarais, I'm chayef kares shechute chutz, but it's not nevela because I did a shechita to it. It's a kosher animal. I did a shechita to it, or I shechted a non-carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. Passels the animal, but still it's not nevela. It's passel. I can't give it as a carbon. That's the halacha. Fine. Continues the chinuch. So what is the definition of nevela? Here we go. As I said, the chol shemesa me'elah. If an animal dies, The animal dies without shechita. Oh, she'ira psul b'shechitasa. Or if a psul is found in its shechita, somehow the shochet messed up during the shechita, harei hi nevela. That's called nevela. Kamo she'amru, like Chazal say, in chulin ze'aklau, kol she'nifsala b'shechitasa nevela. Anything that becomes problematic within its shechita nevela, v'chol she'shechitasa kara'oi. But if the shechita is a proper, and v'davar acher garm lo li'pasel, there's a different problem. I do a perfect shechita to the animal, but there's a hole in the animal's lung, or there's a hole in one of the pipes, right? Those who learned Dafyomi studied Elo Trefus, the third parak, right? All the list of all the different types of Trefus. Trefa, that animal does not have Tumas Nevela. That's the halacha. The halacha is if I shecht an animal and there's an external problem with the animal that makes it not, I can't eat it, it doesn't matter. As long as proper shechita is done, there's no nevela. Avo behema, and then he says, beferish what we just said, avo behema v'chai tameya, ein ashechita metaron midei nevela. But non-kosher animals, shechita doesn't make a difference to them. Leficha b'chal inyan sheyamusu nevelos hein. However they die, even if I shech them, they are tame. Okay, and you look at the other pratim for this, you can look in Seder Taurus, in various cases, in various places, Meseches Kelim and Meseches Taurus. Okay, let's talk for a moment about a couple of points that Minchas Chinuch brings up, and related ideas. Number one, there is an interesting Ran. The Ran in Nedarim on Daf Yud Gimel has a line. The Mishnah there is discussing the relationship between different Isurim. And the Ran says that the Isur of Nevela is more stringent than the Isur of eating pig, than eating Chazer. Why? Because the Isur of Nevela also has Tumah related to it. While the eating pig is an Isur of eating Chazer. That's the language of the Ran. So there's two important points about the Ran. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this in Rishimo Shiurim, in Nedarim, Chelek Aleph, on page Reish Nun Ches. This is quoted there. So the Ran again says, this Nevela is more chomer from Nisr Chazer because of Tumas Nevela. So number one, the Ran, Isr Nevela and Tumas Nevela are two different things. What are we talking about today, today's mitzvah? Tumas Nevela. What's the Ran talking about? The Isr of eating a piece of Nevela. That's two very different things. But what do you see from the Ran? The Ran says there's a connection between the two of them. The Isser of Nevela, the Isser of eating meat that's not shechted properly, is connected to the fact that it's Tameh after it dies. That's the Isser of Nevela and Tumas Nevela. So that's an important point about the Ran. Today's mitzvah is not only Tumas Nevela, it's linked to, according to the Ran, the Isser of Nevela. Number one. But then the other question that Rav Soloveitchik here asks, it's a bomb kasha. What did we just finish saying? If a non-kosher animal dies, what's the halacha? It's also Nevela. Even if it's shechted, it's nevela. So what do you mean? Oh, if I eat a piece of nevela, it's more chum or it's more stringent because there's tumas nevela. What do you mean? Chazer also has tumas nevela. A pig is also. If I touch a pig, I become tamei. So what does the Ran mean? So Venera says, Rav Soloveitchik, what you have to say is that, ki l'shitas haran, tumas nevela behema tahora, v'isser achilas nevelas tahora kshurim. The Isser of eating Nevela of a kosher animal and the Tumah of a kosher animal, they're linked. The Isser and Tumah of a non-kosher animal are not linked. Why? How do you know that? Such an obvious point, but Rav Soloveitchik says it. How do you know that? He says, when it comes to a behema tahora, when does the Isser of eating this animal start? Right, when it dies. When does the Isser of Isser Achilas Nevela start? Right, when it dies. When does the Isser of Tumah start? Right, when it dies. There's a connection. But okay, behema tahara bein isser achil de nevela bein tumas nevela. The isser and tumah of nevela both start right when the animal dies. That's it. So they're connected. What about the pig? When does the isser of achila start there? When it's still alive. Because it's not kosher. The tumah only starts later. So you see they're not connected. So that's why the Ran says the isser of eating nevela. My nafkamina, might be the Gemara Numa talks about this. Let's say somebody is deathly ill and they have to eat a piece of meat. The two choices are touches are kosher meat, kosher animal that died without shechita, nevela, or a piece of pig. Which you always like to do the lesser of averos. So even within the world of averos, we have to know which are more stringent and which are more kal. So the Ran says the isser of nevela is more chomer than the isser of chazer. And it's better. It would be better than to eat a piece of pig than to eat a piece of kosher animal that wasn't shechted properly. That is number one. Number two, let's just go through two or three other points in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch notes that, just to so that we should know, Osif Oshei, the Minchas Chinuch notes that Aver Minachai, we spoke about it this morning actually in Shir, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach, has the same din as Tumah as Nevela. Aver Minachai, even if it comes from a live animal. The animal's still alive. but it's tummy like nevela. It's tummy like nevela. That's the halacha, because if it died, it died without a proper shchita. Number one. Number two, in Os Yud of the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, we know the halacha is, if you do a proper shchita, that prevents nevela. There are a couple of times in halacha that we are asked to do something other than shchita to an animal. And the Gemara and Tosfos and Yuma, that's what he quotes here, discusses it, that also might prevent nevela. For example, we know Egla Rufa. If you find an anonymous corpse, Parsha Shoftim, 2 weeks ago's Parsha, you don't know what happened, you don't know, so the elders of the city have to come and say, we didn't spill this guy's blood, it wasn't our fault, and they have to take an Egla, they have to take a cow, and break its neck. Egla Arufa, Arufa means a broken neck. That, so what does it say there? Look at Os Yud, the Rambam says, it's not nevela after you break its neck. What is that nevela? Die without shechita. The answer is, breaking the neck of an Egla Rufa is the shechita for this animal. That's what the Torah told you to do to this animal. That's why it's not matami mishum nevela. One. Another example. We know on Yom Kippur, Habal Leina Latova, Bezra Mashiach is going to come today. On Yom Kippur, we're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So what are we going to do? We're going to have the famous Sir LaZazel. Right? The goat is going to be led out to the cliff and given a little push, and it's going to fall off the cliff, and on the way on its way down, it's going to become Atzamos. Right? It's going to break on its way down. What happens if I touch a piece of the Sir LaZazel? Says Tosfos in Meseches Yuma, I think he quotes, also in Chulin discuss it, it's not Tamei Mishum Nevela. It's an animal died without Shechita! No. Just like Shechita works, this is the Shechita for this animal. This is what the Torah tells you to do to this animal. It tells you to do Arifa to the Egla. It tells you to do pushing it off the cliff, Dechia Latzuk, to the Seir on Yom Kippur. Another example might be Malika. By Karbanos Oaf, by bird Karbanos, we don't do Shechita, we do Malika. Malika is with the fingernail, and it's not with a knife. Various different halachas between Malika and Shechita. That also might be Mitar Midei Nevela, even though it's not a regular Shechita. Regular Shechita, you can't use a fingernail. Right? It's Mechubar, it's attached to the person. If you use a detached fingernail, because that's anything sharp you could use. But those are examples that he talks about in Os Yud. Finally, again, there's a lot more, but just to mention one final point, and that is in Os Yud Beis, the Minchas Chinuch talks about an entire Masechta in Shas. Just like yesterday, we spoke about a Masechta in Shas, Machshirin. All Machshirin is yesterday. The only Masechta in Shas that shares the name with a Seder. Taharos. Taharos is a Seder, and Taharos is a Masechta. What does Taharos talk about? At least the first part of it. Taharos talks about the Nevela of a kosher bird. Nevela, what does the Taharos talk about here? The second that we just read. Nevela of a Behema, Chaya, an animal. But there are special halachas of tumah of a nevela of a kosher bird. It's the only one of its kind. How does a kosher bird nevela make you tameh? Meaning, if I have a kosher bird, let's say I have a chicken that was not shechted properly, and if I touch that chicken, am I tameh? No. Special din. The first mishnah in Taharos mentions this, that if I eat a piece of the chicken nevelas of tahar, it makes me tameh as it's in my throat. Special din, special law of tumah. Usually, how does somebody make you tumah? Usually, you have three ways: touching it, carrying it, being in the same tent as it. Ohel, naga masa ohel. This is the only one that's different. Beis abliya makes you tumah, but beis abliya. A lot of lumdis regarding that. What type of is that? Like a tumas maga, but it has to be touched the inside of your throat, or is it a new type of tumah? Tumas achila, tumah while you eat it. So again, that's a big discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has here in Os Yud Beis, and you can look at also the Mefarshim in Mishnayos Taharos. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, getting back to some isurim, the isur of eating certain types of shratzim. Okay, we'll stop here.